fellas, welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 20th of July. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. How good's that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. We talk to our freshwater reporters in Taupo, Turangi, the Rotorua and the Waikato region, and hopefully the South Island as well. And we will, as always, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 28th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just have to put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The Sporting Life Winter Fly Fishing Festival is back on again. Saturday, August the 11th is the day. Now, this event has become the number one instructional and social meetup of the fly fishing calendar. Now, if you're in Turangi, August the 11th, you can try the latest in fly fishing techniques and gear. You need to go to the Sporting Life Turangi website and just register that you're going to be there. That's all you have to do. Sporting Life Winter Fly Fishing Festival, Saturday, August the 11th. That's the day. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. For those who want to go saltwater fly fishing in the Auckland region, the Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. Northwesterly strengthen over the North Island on Saturday, ahead of a cold front which crosses the North Island early Sunday. A northwest flow covers the North Island Sunday through to Tuesday. Forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday. Northerly, 10 knots developing in the morning, rising to 15 knots in the evening. Sea slight. Fair visibility in a few evening showers. The outlook for Sunday. Northerly, rising to 25 knots, but 20 knots about the harbours early morning. Then changing westerly 15 knots everywhere late morning. Rain, possibly heavy, turning to isolated showers in the afternoon. Met Service Waikato. Saturday, areas of early morning fog, then cloudy periods. Isolated showers turning to scattered rain at night. Northerlies developing in the afternoon. The Waikato region on Sunday, rain, briefly heavy, turning to showers late morning as northerlies change westerly. Thunderstorms possible from afternoon. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday. Areas of early morning fog, then cloudy periods. Isolated showers from afternoon turning to scattered rain at night. Northeasterlies developing in the afternoon. Rotorua on Sunday, rain settling in during the morning with heavy falls possible. Rain turning to a few showers during the afternoon as gusty northerlies turn westerly. Taupo. Forecast for Saturday. Cloudy periods with patchy drizzle early morning, becoming overcast in the evening and scattered rain developing. Northerlies developing in the morning, then strengthening in exposed places in the evening. Sunday in the Taupo region, rain with some heavy falls, turning to showers with possible thunderstorms early afternoon. Showers easing at night. Gusty northerlies turning westerly in the afternoon. If you're up and over the hill from Taupo into Taumarunui, your forecast for Saturday, areas of morning fog, then cloudy periods, isolated showers developing in the afternoon, then turning to rain at night. Northerlies developing in the morning. Sunday in the Taumarunui region, rain with some heavy falls, turning to showers late morning with thunderstorms possible from afternoon. Showers easing too at night as northwesterlies die out. If you're fishing in the Canterbury Plains region, your forecast for Saturday, high cloud increasing and a few spots of evening rain. Northwesterlies strengthening, gale in exposed places and gusting 90 kilometres an hour in the evening, easing overnight. Canterbury Plains region on Sunday, fine, but high cloud at times, gusty northwesterlies. Okay, thanks to Met Service for those accurate reports. We do appreciate that. Now let's look at some river levels. The Puni River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu, currently at 10 metres. It's flowing at 26 cubic metres per second. It's too fast to fish and dirty. How do I know? Because I've just spoken to Craig Caldwell about 10 minutes ago. He lives on the banks of the Puni River. The next one over the Mangatutu River is at 1.63 metres, good level, but it's flowing at 5.8 cubic metres per second. It's dirty. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihi, is at 12 metres and falling. However, it is flowing at 25 cubic metres per second. Dirty. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.4 of a metre. That's down on last week. And the Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, 76.9 metres, falling. However, it's flowing at 14 cubic metres per second. Dirty, too fast to fish. The Nongataha River in Rotorua is at 0.89 of a metre and dropping. It's flowing at 2.1 cubic metres per second. The Whakapapa River is at 3.2 cubic metres. It's in good condition, down from a high of 12.8 cubic metres per second this week. The Whanganui River, measured at Piriaka, is at 27 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 40 cumics. Now the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 29 cubic metres per second, down from a high a couple of days ago of 41 cubic metres per second. As we've heard in the forecast, rain is expected all over the shop this weekend. These rivers will rise quickly. Enjoy the fishing, but be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Real-time monitoring, excellent websites. Thank you. Okay, let's have a quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
Thank you.
Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Ray Charles with Nora Jones. Here we go again. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He is an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He lives, works and fishes in that particular region, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a regular basis. We do it live. We don't pre-record anything, so this makes sure you get the latest information before you fish the weekend. Good evening, Bert.
Evening, Colin.
How you all?
I'm still standing.
Every day we get up in the morning, it's a good day.
Yeah, so they tell me I struggle to get out sometimes. I've still got this back injury, so I'm still off work, but I've managed to collect a fair bit of information on the fishing, which is always good.
Okay, well, your time begins now.
Well, the browns have turned up at Ruatoa Bay again. Not in big numbers, but there's a couple being caught. Not huge, but they're there, and it happens about every July, by the look of it. There's one or two picked up every year around this time of the year. And I know that after I got that big one of mine, that there was some interesting stories came out of even bigger browns hanging around Emery's Reef, so that's probably worth a look anyway, and it, of course that area is still open to fishing, so that's good. And some good fish coming out of Ruatoa. It's probably the second best place to fish at the moment. It's on Lake Rotorua, and mornings are probably better than nights, but of course you get a bit more daylight, darkness at night, so it's worth a look. The moon's up quite late, so quite early actually, so it's not too bad. We've got some pretty awful weather forecast for the weekend, so I'm picking after last week's, well, earlier this week's torrential downpours, the fishing will improve again. It looks as though there's still quite a number of fish coming in everywhere actually, through the trap at Tiwara, and other areas are still got fish coming in, so it's looking quite good. Your Okatoina beach has probably been the hot spot. It's been interesting that there's still relatively large numbers of anglers down there at times, especially after school holidays. And you're still getting anglers who are not actually hooking anything, standing beside or in between two anglers who are. So it's an interesting bit of a, can't figure that one out at all, really. It's something to do with the people, I guess. But, it's worth getting out and about still. Longataha's been quite good early morning and late at night, certainly around the village area, so it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it.
Okay. Going back to the weather, your forecast for tomorrow is not great. Showers turn into scattered rain, and Sunday it's pretty awful, heavy falls, it's going to be wet on the weekend.
Yeah, well, if you've got good wet weather gear, get out there and do it, because there'll still be quite a number of fish coming in. Yeah. It certainly happened last week, earlier this week, when we had that horrendous rain in the time before that as well, so it's bringing fresh fish in all the time, and there's some absolute doozies in amongst them as well. Yeah. And as I say, the browns lurking around the shoreline of Rotorua in various places. It's a matter of going out there during the day, having a look around, see where the fish are, browns or rainbows, and then coming back at night and having a crack at them. Because if they're there, they're going to stay there. They're not moving around too much at the moment.
Okay. Now, last week you were talking about Okatoina at the boat ramp at the beach there. They're still to the left.
You're on left and right. That barrier has been an interesting obstruction, in fact, because the fish tend to pile up against it and sort of then move out into the lake and then come into the actual containment area. And they've only got one way in and one way out, so a lot of the guys are actively bugging, glow bugging and buoying there, hard up against the netting.
Okay.
The weed is pretty thick out there, but from where they've been bugging and stuff like that, there's actually, alongside the edge of the weed cordon, it's actually quite clear of weed that's been stripped out by anglers, hooking up on the weed and pulling it out, such as the number of anglers that have been fishing there. But during the day, you've got plenty of opportunities. You've got spin fishing with heave and leave. You've got spin fishing with bubble and egg pattern, which is another very successful way of doing it, and that can be used in a number of places where spin fishing is allowed as well. Okay. And of course there's a whole heap of regulation changes coming up this October which is going to benefit spin fishermen as well, so it's going to be an interesting start to the new season, which isn't all that far away, to be honest.
That's right. I don't mind that. The more people go fishing, the better. And some spin fishing is a it's a legal method. It's not a problem, is it?
No, it actually can be quite skillful too. I mean, you can spin fish where you can't fly fish, in a river, particularly in a river situation, but also on a lake edge where there's just you can't get out deep, but yeah, and you've got limited distance for casting. Yeah. So spin fishing comes in handy for that. And there was, you know, when Hamarana was opened up to spin fishing, there was a bit of to do about it to start with, but it settled right down and everybody fits in with everybody else, so I can't imagine that's going to be much of a problem at the Awaho, which is open to spin fishing as October 1, and also the lower part of the Ohau Channel, and that'll be from the around the boat ramp area of at Marama Resort. Downstream of there is going to be open to fly and spin. Uh-huh. But the area above that will be still retained as fly fishing only.
Okay. Spin fishing is a good way, especially for the younger ones, to get into the sport. And, yeah, good luck. I think it's good. It's not a problem.
Yeah, well, I cut my teeth on spin fishing when I was younger, and I fished the Whanganui Ongarui, Whakapapa Iti, Whakapapa Nui, the Pangapanga and Taringamuri streams on spin fishing. And okay. One thing about spin fishing is that it taught me very quickly where the fish were lying. So when I finally took up fly fishing, I knew where the fish were. It wasn't a hit and miss.
I understand.
So I was able to achieve a pretty substantial catch rate virtually straight away, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, one thing I noticed about fly fishermen and women in the Auckland region is that it is an ageing population. We need new people coming into fishing clubs, into tackle stores, everything, you know, reading books about fishing. So, I think it's all good. Now, the traps. Have the traps all closed yet, or are they still
going? No, usually the end of this month they close, and I'm not sure if they're going to this year. If the fish continue to run, I guess they'll still keep it open for a bit. I think they did that one year.
Okay.
But it certainly looks like a record-breaking year this year, a record-setting year. There's still heaps of fish going into the trap, and what has been interesting is that there's huge numbers of fish going through the trap, but nobody's catching them outside of it.
So what's going on there?
Well, there was a bit of a stink a few years ago about the fact that the trouts around that area, their mouths were sewn shut. They didn't seem to bite as well as other areas. And they actually checked them out and liberated them with special tags, and I think they also did a big genetic test on them as well, odorless and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To see whether there was actually a condensing of the gene pool, but in actual fact it turned out that there wasn't any condensing at all. It's quite interesting that the animal kingdom has a tendency to be able to separate out close relatives by the smell.
Oh, is that right?
And only in desperate times it appears that they will mate closely, but generally if there's others around, they'll prefer to mate with those first.
Oh, didn't know that by smell.
Well, yeah, I mean, trout and salmon have a pretty awesome sense of smell. The salmon can smell down to one part per billion. They can smell an orca at one part per billion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mammals, we're mammals, so, you know, it's not surprising that they can smell us in the water too.
Okay,
and I've actually seen that happen, a fish pass, when I was in the States. I remember seeing somebody said they could stop fish and turn around and send them back down again. Nobody believed it, and he just put his hand in the water and they stopped. They turned around and they went back down again.
He didn't have some sort of detergent on his hands?
No, he was...
sun cream or something?
No, it was quite interesting because, you know, we've got this... apparently we've got this pheromone or something that alerts other animals to our presence, as most mammals do. So that's why they can smell a killer whale down to such a very fine percentage in the water.
In fact, I think it was you. You've written an article about wetting flies.
Yes, well, the only part of the human body that doesn't carry that pheromone, and remember, of course, that we carry it in varying degrees. It's not a standard amount in every person. It varies from person to person, and that's probably one of the reasons why people can stand there beside somebody who's catching fish, and you can swap rods and everything, and it makes no difference, you know. But yeah, the only part of the human body that doesn't carry the pheromone is the saliva. That's why they suggest that, otherwise it was an old wives' tale until I did some reading up about it by accident.
I've got your article here. We've actually talked about it on air before.
Yeah, we have.
It's very interesting, huh? Very good. Now, lake level's pretty high still, I'd imagine.
Oh, crazy. Blue Lake's up over the grass in places. Okataka is still very high. Rewakaitu is just really high. It's just incredible. Shoreline fishing is quite limited, although the first boat ramp going in, I haven't been out there for a while, and I don't know if the roads are open yet because most of the access roads were closed, but certainly the Lake Rewakaitu is way up and you still can't see the jetty, but they are fishing there. At the first boat ramp on Brett Road.
Very high. But Rewakaitu has been high for at least a year now, hasn't it, it seems?
Yeah, well, it comes and goes. I remember when you could walk out and be able to get your feet wet out to Gumboot Point. Now you'd be over the top of your waders quite easily.
Yeah. Good work. Thank you, Bert. Now, how do people contact you for information regarding fishing in the Rotorua region?
Yeah, I'm on 027-289-6079, and just give us a text or a call and I'll fill in on what's happening at the time.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 027-289-6079. Thank you, Bert. Look after yourself. Talk to you next week.
All right, not a problem.
Thank you, Bert.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson, his number again, 027-289-6079. Quick break, more fishing stuff in a minute.
More than time on my hands. I was lost in the night with no sight of you. At a time it was so blue and lonely, heading for the light. Close to the edge, hanging by my fingernails. I roll out and tumble through the roses on the palms.
That was Heading for the Light. Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Tom Petty.
It's gone.
And Jeff Lynne. Craig Corwell lives on the banks of the Punu River.
And I can't hear him.
What means you can't hear?
Are you there, Colin?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, but that's right. I can hear you just enough.
Okay, well, you're up as loud as you can go in the studio.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, we'll see how we go.
That's better.
Craig Corwell lives on the banks of the Puni River, and Craig covers the Waikato region for the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. Craig, as you've just heard, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Craig.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you. Thank you. Now, your forecast is a shocker for the next couple of days.
Yeah, I know.
You've got heavy...
Dreadful, isn't it? It's Friday and we're coming up to a weekend.
Yes. Has it been wet for a while?
And I tell you what it's like when you live down here in the country and you've got satellite broadband, mm-hmm. and the voice over the data, your phone over the data line, and that's why I think we're moving in and out of things tonight. But, yeah, I mean, the weather is absolutely bloody terrible, and we've had those extremely cold, frosty days, and whereas, you know, the temperature hasn't risen that much in the day. And at the moment, we've got an awful amount of fog. If you're driving around, I was in Te Awamutu on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, and it looked like almost a horror movie, you know, and the place was completely fogged out, and all you could see was the street lights were shining, sort of. It was incredible.
Goodness. Oh, that's no good. I liked the town of
Te Awamutu. That's all right. You want to know about the fishing?
Yes, please.
Well, of course, all the rivers are up at the moment. Half the rivers are closed. Most of the rivers are closed. And the rest of them, they almost come down. And then we get this bloody torrential rain and things come up. It's very wet underfoot. So if you're going to fish the rivers, I'd be very, very careful. Don't try river crossings, anything like that. I'd put a worm pattern somewhere on your... In your fly box, we've talked about that before, and give that a go, and just take care because apart from the spring creeks that really they don't alter too much, the rivers that are open, the river levels are fluctuating quite a lot.
Okay.
With the rain that's coming down.
Okay, I looked at the Mangatutu river levels late this afternoon. And that took a big spike midweek.
Well, that's good because I wouldn't fish the Mangatutu because if you run into a... It's closed.
Yeah.
But you knew that.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And your Puma...
Yeah, I know. It just, it can be... You can go to... It's like, I can drive to work in the morning and I go at 6:30 and it can be beautiful stars and out of everything. And at maybe 8 o'clock, it's you bunker down, it's pouring with rain, it's freezing cold. You know what the hell's going on.
It's very changeable.
But never mind. Now, the hydro lakes, when I spoke to you before... the hydro lakes are always worth a look. Now, if you've got a boat, and I mean, it's very hard to find people who actually fish them because nobody's dumb enough to go out and really freeze to death on a hydro lake at the moment. But the fishing is fantastic, and that's what you have to remember. Now, we know this because, you know, we fish it with sport fly fishing and those guys, and you get out there, and you've been up the Waipapa Stream in June, and it is goddamn cold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get out on the lakes and you fish between the weed beds, And Tony Howe from Wellington always has a worm pattern on.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends who you talk to who, what the retriever's like and how fast they do it. And young Sammy Bourne's got this fly that looks like a rudd pattern. And Craig Farrow puts a flashy fly above a dull fly. And they think it attracts the rainbows. But all that doesn't matter because if you're not out there, you're not going to bloody catch anything, eh? So, you know, I've been out there and we've caught some, and then other days it's a bit quieter. So you just have to get out there and try it and give it a go. But wintertime in the hydro lake, especially Lake Maraidai, and the boat ramp at Mangakino had a pretty bad rap for a few years, but it's pretty good. The district council have done a lot of work there.
I agree.
It's a very, very good boat ramp, and and it's well worth going out and having a fish in it. Just get close to shore, let your boat drift down and fish between those weed beds, and things are pretty good.
I agree. Now, it is cold down here, but what I do, Craig, is I've kept my old neoprene waders, and they're excellent to wear in the middle of winter.
Mate, you think it's cold in the middle of summer, so...
It's cold for me, yeah.
Sorry, Colin.
Yeah.
Listen, listeners, it can be 35 bloody degrees and Colin's got three jackets on, yeah, so, you know, I don't know how he survives the winter.
Yeah, it's difficult, yeah.
Yep. But no, you do, don't you? So that's the main thing.
Yeah, the fishing is awesome down there, but you got to wrap up and be safety conscious.
Yes, you do.
Be careful, yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, you sound like you've got
now,
a bit
I was talking to Neil Hertzel last night.
Yes.
He gave me a ring, and Neil Hertzel, every year for a real recovery, he's hand finished a blank off for a real recovery, and he just gave me a ring last night, and he's got another one of his, and his rods are absolutely beautiful, and he's got another one ready. He's going to give it to us next week, so you know, we just have to see how we. Because Neil puts a lot of time and effort into these rods, and just how we can maximise, you know, the value out of it as a donation to Real Recovery. So that rod will become available, and we'll let you know on air just how we're going to try and make the most out of it for a very worthy cause.
Well, that's quite right. Now, when you work it all out, whether it's raffle tickets or whatever, let us know and we'll talk on air about it, and I can put something on Facebook and the radio station, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yep.
All right, appreciate
it. Yeah, because,
that.
I mean, Neil is just so generous with his with his donations to us. You know, we need to make the most out of that generosity.
Thank you, Mr. Cordell. Now, you sound like you've got a bit of a sore throat or a cough or something. Look after yourself, mate.
Oh, mate, I have it about 227 days a year, so... It just seems though, like when we went down to South Island, I had that window of 3 weeks, so I was perfectly all right. and if we venture a bit further overseas, which we might do sometime, it seems to clear up. I don't know whether it's the Waikato weather or just or what it is, you know.
You might have to move north, young man.
Yeah, move. Yes, it might be on the cards.
Yeah, get some salt
we'll
into you, in your lungs.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Craig.
You're still there? Okay. Thanks a lot. See you. Buddy, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Craig. See ya. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Craig Cordell, banks of the Purnu River. I've just remembered. He's got a website, troutheaven.co.nz. You can log on to there, and his contact details are there, and he can literally look out the window and tell you what state the Purnu River is in. Remember, below... Seafund Road, where he lives, it's open all year. Okay, thank you, Craig. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff.
Oh Lord, I feel fine today. Walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today. Happiness is finally mine today. I guess I'm just a lucky guy. Here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie. That she loves the most. The main reason why she left the coast. She's my little girl, Tina. So much harder than a jalapeno. As tender as a night in June. Sweeter than a honeymoon. Brighter than a silver spoon. Just about as crazy as a loon.
softer than a lullaby, deeper than the midnight sky, soulful as a baby's cry.
That's my
sweet potato pie.
Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Martin Langlois, he's an interesting character. He's based in the South Island, and Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide, a blogger, a photographer, and his aim when fishing with clients is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. That's exactly why we ring him up on Friday nights and talk fly fishing. Good evening, Martin.
Hello from the sunshiny South Island.
Yes, well, we've just been talking to Rotorua and the Waitaki region, and they've been very, very wet for weeks.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you...
No, we've had, it's been, I think, it's probably one of the most featured thing I could talk about. We've just had 2 or 3 weeks of remarkably good weather.
What's going on down there?
It's hard to say, isn't it? You know, it's, no, we had a, you know, particularly wet June, but, you know, July's been really good. I mean, you know, sure, some cold mornings and the like, but, you know, lots of sunshiny days and not too many nor'westers and generally quite good weather.
Yeah, well, look at your high today, 14, 15, high tomorrow.
Yep. And I think we had one day this week that got up to 18, which is really unusual. I guess it can change at any time.
Well, Monday, you're looking at 6.
Yeah, that's the one thing about down there, anywhere. But no, that's, it's been a beautiful week and, you know, some really good weather for those that are able to get out and do it.
Okay, now, have you been able to get out and catch fish?
I went out last Sunday with a really good friend of mine, Wayne Barnes. We went up to Lake Coleridge. My friend Wayne did really well. He had 5 encounters with trout. I think he landed 3.
Good.
I beavered away and banged away and chopped and changed all day and got none. So there you go. So maybe not such an expert, eh?
but that's fishing.
Absolutely. No, look, it was a really good, again, quite a nice day, and always nice to see, you know, your friend get onto a few. But no, I banged away and just, a lot of our lakes, and I guess this is something quite interesting to talk to listeners, is a lot of lakes can be quite moody that we fish.
Yes, yes.
You know, primarily we're doing stream mouths and nice secluded sheltered bays and over weed beds. And, you know, it's funny, some days it's just hard. You know, not a lot happens. You know, you don't see a lot of fish moving or splashing or, you know, and that was one of those days, and you just got to keep going and hope that your fly gets near a fish at some time.
That's exactly right. But that's the nature of fishing. It's the same out on the boat. Some days you can't do anything wrong. Next day there's just nothing bothering.
That's it. So, you know, that's the thing. I think if anybody gets out, you know, and they go to our lakes, you know, all the lakes that are open in winter, you know, sort of don't judge it just by that day. Get back and have another crack. And often, you know, a lot of the, they start to fish a bit better from now on.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, August tends to be quite a good time. Usually in August we'd get a bit more rain. Yeah, when I say August, I'm talking about sort of like from now into August. Normally we get a little bit more rain, and that would bring some of the rivers up a little bit that are going into the lakes, and that tends to fire, you know, the movement into the rivers to spawn. As yet, I haven't seen much evidence that that's happened down here.
Okay. But it's all starting to build up quite nicely, you think?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, look, probably a bit drier and not much rain. Yeah, enough snow. Yeah, look, I think it is. I think it is. And you know, I just know that we get these false senses of, you know, it almost feels like an early spring, but it can... No, all building up quite nicely. And you know, the fish we got on Sunday in Lake Coleridge were really nice quality. There were quite a lot of anglers there, a lot of people fishing from boats, and quite a lot of shore fishermen and spin fishermen, soft plastic fishermen. Spin and soft plastic weren't working well. So, you know, it's all go for our lakes.
Good. Now, we're just talking to Bert and Rotorua, Bert Robinson. And the new regulations, Fish and Game and Rotorua Region, 1st of October, I think they come out, they're going to open up a hell of a lot of areas to spin fishing, which have been fly fishing only up until
now.
It's good because the fly fishing population in this part of the world is quite aged.
Yep. Look, there's all sorts of different ways of looking at it, isn't there?
We need
as long as it's well managed and well done, I totally agree.
Yeah, Fish and Game will manage it.
Yeah, there's a lot of real positives. I mean, I just know from down here, you know, we've come for a huge soft plastic revolution, I called it. It started about 5 or 6 years ago. And the real positive for a lot of that is it actually gets people interested in fishing, because a lot of it's all about license sales, and it's not too technical, so it's a great way for families to start. It's a great way for kids to start. Mm-hmm. So it has a real positive.
I think it's all good. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Fish and Game will do it properly, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, look, you know, that's right. No, I think it's good. You know, the participation thing has to be the key.
Yep.
You know, that it's just good to get people participating. But we were just talking about that, to quite a few of us the other day when we were on the lake. We were just talking about how well managed, and I guess we're going to go to Taupo and talk about the Tuarangi and all the tributaries, which is dock administered, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Cool, how well managed it is, and it's how good it is that they don't allow spin fishing in there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
You know, and that was just a concept of our conversation, and that, you know, we lack some management down here. You do sometimes sense that some of the populations are fragile. But having said that, those volcanic lakes that you have up there, their populations are pretty good, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Part of your problem down there might be lack of funding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right. No, lack of funding. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's exactly that. It's and the salmon fishing hasn't been going well, and that's a really big player for Central South Island and North Canterbury Fishing Game councils. It's a really big seller of licences, and I know they've lost a lot of sales to that. So, yeah, certainly a few issues, but no, it's interesting.
Okay, thank you, Martin. We've got 32 seconds to go. Can you give us all your contact details?
Yeah, sure. Martin Langlands, www.troutlands.com, or you can put my name, LANGLANDS, into the search engine and you'll find me. Looks like quite a good weekend. Canals are firing, really big fish, huge fish, clear drift eggs. Those wee plastic eggs are the way to go there.
Well, there's the tip handlers. Martin Langlands, troutlands.com, or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Have a look.
Yep.
We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Hopefully I'll get out again and give you another report next week.
Thank you, Martin.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, that's Martin Langlands. We've just got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. Here we go. The fly fishing tip of the week. Don't seek shelter when the wind blows. While it may be more difficult to fish, it often turns a fish onto the bite. Fish from upwind of the fish and cast downwind. In other words, use the wind to your advantage. Hooked on Fly Fish is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.